Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? Yash Karaz here. You guys been paying attention to this new phenomenon about men surprising their wives with their own song? And sometimes the wives surprise their husband? Well, don't stop there. You can do it for your brother, your sister, your siblings. You can do it for your aunt, your auntie, granny, or grandpa. What's the thing? It's called Make Your Song. And basically, this is what Yash Karaz does. I don't want to join an organization, something I've been doing for over 30 years. So basically, Yash Karaz would do a spoken word. Now you tell me what inspires you about your husband. Vice versa, tell me what your wife inspires you and how she inspires you, your son, your daughter, whoever you want this to be about. You give this to me. You tell me all the great things about the person who you want to make a song about. I would then put it in a spoken word and make your own song for you and surprise them, and it'll last a lifetime. If you want to know more about this, how the pricing go, just go to KarazFilmsMerch.com. It's on the front page. But think about it. Your own song by Yash Karaz spoken word with a nice rhythm and blues or whatever you like. Talk to you soon.
Hey, what's up, family? This is a pre-record. And I'm doing this because for the past 5-7 days, I've been trying to get my studio and the next place we at, trying to get everything up to par. But in doing that, I had never got rest, man. Even though I took a week off, that week was not to rest. That week was hyperactive, working very hard, man. And you know how it is. I'm feeling the aftermath now. Really. Because I just been going at it, you know, day and night. And I haven't really fully recovered. You know, that's the difference if you take 4 days off to rest. But I didn't. I just pretty much just kept going. And I'm feeling the aftermath. So, this is a pre-record. And I want you to think about this show for a minute. I do all kinds of shows. That's because I am a vessel for Yah. If you're a teacher, if you're a leader, if you're someone that belongs to, in a place that you stand out amongst everyone that you work with, even in your family, there's a reason for that. You're a vessel. If you're a person that stand out, you know, in the crowd, it ain't got nothing to do with your looks or how well that your body look. Because in the kingdom, that don't mean nothing. Y'all gonna see some, y'all gonna be a reality check when you see how real kings look. All that six pack stuff, man, that's a fad. Men who are naturally built like that, it goes with the territory. I tell people all the time, Amazon people who hunt, they don't work out to work out. If they had a day where they just would eat and get fat, but they have to hunt, and hunting burn calories. That's high metabolism. It makes you cut. But they don't live their life to be cut, and Most High knows that. When real royalty men become royalty and they have servants, to have weight. I ain't talking about obesity. But y'all gonna be for a rude awakening to see what real kings look like. And they don't look like what they've been telling you on TV. They got weight on them. The queen's got weight. It's gonna trip you out when you see it. But nevertheless, the show is called Not Wishing Cruelty to Your Enemies. I'm gonna try to explain to the best of my abilities. Because every time somebody wrongs us, we want something to happen to them. Most High got them. Don't worry about it. But you're probably saying, well, damn, Yash, isn't that the right thing you should want to happen if they're trolling you and doing things to you? Well, not necessarily, because you did it too. You have grown from that, but you was a troller. You wished harm on people. You used to holler at people's girlfriend, know they had a boyfriend. I mean, we all done silly things, and we washed our hands, and the Most High brought us out of the storm. So if a person have wronged you, I always give it to Yah. Now you're going to address it. As a man, you are going to address the issue. As a woman, you're going to address the issue. But cruelty? Nah. Kill them softly. And I'm saying this because y'all going through this. You got family members that y'all want to wish harm on. You got people you came up with calling you crazy because they call you conspiracy theorists. And it's rubbing you the wrong way, and you want cruelty to come to their life. You'll never elevate if you wishing harm to another human. How many times have you said, I hope he suffer? Let me explain something to y'all. I mean, y'all, some of y'all have never understood the term suffering. Yeah, let me explain it best of my ability. What do we all need in this world? I'm gonna let that ponder, and I'm gonna answer it for you. The question again: what do we all need? Every man, woman, no matter what race, creed, or color, men, women, and children, and animals need oxygen. If oxygen is taken away, you will not have a better day, no outlook in life or nothing. That's cruelty. To take someone's breath, and I don't mean with bullets, I mean to suffocate someone, claustrophobia someone in a coffin and bury them alive, is probably the worst thing you can do to humankind. When a person has no respect for humankind and they become cruelty, the Most High is going to make you suffer tremendously. He's not only going to make you suffer on this side, but when you pass away, he's going to make you suffer on that side. It's very important that you listen to this. We're not into cruelty. Vengeance is the Most High, yes. You're a man, so if a man tries to hurt you, you're supposed to protect yourself. Yes, even in that, you're supposed to let him up to a certain extent. If you're winning a fight, you're not supposed to beat the Pope out of him. If he gets on the ground, leave him alone. We don't need to, I don't know if y'all knew that. You know, if you in a fight and you knock a person down, we don't supposed to go over and kick him and kick him and kick him. That's cruelty. And I find it appalling that they have cruelty laws for animals, but that's not cruelty to humans. They call it assault. No. It's cruelty. Anything that's cruelty to humankind as well as animal is cruelty. But they don't have to do anything to you. The Most High going to get you. Why am I saying this? Because I understand this thing so well now. Not wishing cruelty to your enemies, man. As I told the person, what does it take for all of us to live? We need oxygen, right? You want to know what that feels like? Have somebody you know just put their hand over your mouth. Tape your lips and your nose for 30 seconds, and you will clam the wall. Your fingernails will probably be bleeding because the fear of death is just not setting in. It's the suffering that you don't want to go through. That's cruelty. To suffocate someone is cruelty. To put a plastic bag over someone's face is cruelty. Now, I want you to understand something. I'm not trying to tell you to go soft. If someone come into your house or trying to cause harm to your children, and that's all you guys are, hefty trash bag, you suffocate the hell out of them. I don't mean it that way, guys. I'm saying let someone, I've been doing this 20 years. Let's say someone come across your page and say some awful things because they mad. Your initial response is, because I'm telling you, I'm not telling you something that someone told me. These ain't jokes. I'm telling you something that I've been through because I had it bad on Blog Talk, wishing death on folks. I even said it on my speaker show a few years ago. I said, okay, I wish death on you. Man, that's cruelty. It doesn't matter what that man going through or what he projects you to be. The Most High got him. My thing is, like I said yesterday, the best thing we can do is not waste our energy, and we do not want to be cruelty. Basically, we just say, boy, bye. Leave it alone, man. Why? Because when you risk cruelty, that's Satan's department. Because the Most High do not put that type of, how we say, the Most High don't give us that type of intuition to cause cruelty to a human. We're the vessel, so we're trying to make it better. But if we're wishing cruelty, we're making it worse. You're probably saying, well, how do you stop somebody from trolling? If don't you want vengeance? It's already done. When a person opens up their mouth and they decide to say something bad about you, the Most High already got them marked. They're probably getting ready to be evicted. They may probably in the process of losing a job. They already been got. You don't have to put fuel to the fire. Just think about that for a second, man. You know, somebody come across your Instagram and call you a bitch, and you make a 2-hour video over it. I know how it is. These ain't jokes because I was their dude. You know. Now, that don't mean you have to invite them to your house and you're going to sing Kumbaya and y'all going to sit back and eat chicken, bacon and things. No. That's not what I'm talking about. If I'm talking kind of low, guys, it's because I'm tired. My body is not rested, man. So that's why I'm doing this pre-record. You know? But check this. This needs to be said. There's a lot of people who come across me and I never understood why. There's people who come across my wife. I never understood why, but I understand the message. When you put yourself out there and you are a vessel for Yah, they're supposed to do exactly what they're doing, because what they have done, they've caused curses upon themselves. I don't know if you know this. I want to tell you something now. Be careful what you say about a man and woman of Yah. Hold on. That could be the most dangerous thing in the world. Be very careful what you say about a man and woman of Yah. And when people do this, they think they got in the way, you know. But there's some things coming down the turnpike they don't see. Because the Most High knew the time and day, hour and second, when he was going to say something awful with no reasoning. My wife never did nothing to nobody, not in this internet world. You know, she's a hands-on person. She got something to say. She'd rather say it in your face and not over the internet. So I just find that peculiar, but I get it. I understand it comes with the protocol. And you know how many people done came after me for no reason. I'm saying that to say this. I've forgiven everyone. Not because I'm just this goddess, because I'm supposed to. Being a vessel. I don't wish cruelty to no one. Because whatever you haven't cleaned up yourself, the Most High is going to whip the hell out of you. And you may not quite understand what I'm saying. Your time is nigh to suffer. You better clean your sled, and you better clean it now. There's no reason to walk around here, you're a black Indian, to be mad at another black Indian. Why? Because they're progressing faster. They seem like they got things going on. So what? There's other things that you can do, but you refuse to do it because you want to piggyback. Find what it is that Yah has you to do in this world and go for it, man. Stop trying to hate on everything and making these fake avatars. Y'all should be shaming yourselves. Grown men, grown women making fake avatars just to come in the chat room and say cruelty things. I am telling you, We're not in that time to play these games. The Most High is casting judgment. And your judgment as a black Indian is going to be more crucial than anybody. You need to understand what's happening. This is a serious, serious ordeal. Not wishing cruelty to your enemies. I've learned so much and grown so much since I've been doing this podcast. And I can tell you for surety, all praise to Yah, Elohim, Yahweh bin Yahweh. Coming to understanding the indigenous people, I've been knowing of for a long time, but I couldn't accept it. I really could not. That's the arrogance of man, see? No, man, I'm Negro, blah, blah, blah. I'm from Shem. Yeah, all that might be true, but you're a black Indian, boy. You are the indigenous people. Everything started with you. That's just facts. If you don't understand that, that's not too much I can do. That's just something the Most High don't want you to be a part of. If you can't grow and understand who you truly are, it's nobody's fault but your own. There are so many things that transpired. I've been a speaker for 10 years, and I've come across a lot of crazy people. I've blocked a lot of people. Now, that's not to say I'm going to open up the floodgates. I'm not that kind of guy. You blocked for a reason, but I'm saying this. I don't have no animosity against no one. Y'all might think I do. I have nothing against, you know. The thing is, I think y'all need to forgive yourself. You really need to forgive yourself. Y'all need to forgive yourself, and you need to move forward. You really need to ask for forgiveness if you don't ask for nothing, because some of y'all are so bullheaded, you think your shit don't stink, and you're getting ready to go through some spiritual warfare, and the Most High is not going to be with you. It's not as easy as it's said. You just have to work on it. There's a lot of things that I understand now that I didn't understand. Years ago, I knew from a standpoint of view that when we're cruelty to humankind, the Most High cannot elevate you. Because it doesn't matter how bad the situation is, we have to assess it, adjust it, and become better than it. That's why you're a vessel. He made you a vessel for a reason, man. You know, if you can't figure it out, don't step out here, because it's not all about clout chasing. It really not. It's not about how many women like you, how many dudes like you. They're going to hate you, man. But this is something they don't want to talk about. They want to just talk about fun. This is something they can't comprehend, and that's the way it is. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But don't you fall into the same rhetoric as they did. You find to be better. We all have a mission. And when we are fulfilling that mission, the Most High will put us on a different path, and he'll give you more to do. And when your time has come, he should put a pillar of cloud, or he should talk to you in telepathy, in a vision. Yeah, what did scripture say? The Most High changed not. So when the Most High get ready for your time recall, meaning death, you don't think he gonna tell you? Especially if you is his vessel and you're doing the things that he require you to do. Of course he will. Every biblical man that walked in the steps of Yah, he gave them a forewarning that their time was not there. And usually when Yah say your time is not, you have 6 months to a year. So you want to get your people together, appoint what you want to be appointed, and you can't wait, because you know he got something great for you. If Yah talk to you in telepathy and tell you your time is not, you know you did it right. I want y'all to understand. I'm going to say that one more time. If Yahweh came to you in a vision, or he talked to you in telepathy, put you like in a trance and told you your time is not, you should be jumping, because he knows who you are. You are his vessel, and for him to acknowledge that your time is not, he's getting ready to take you to the next dimension. you should be excited. Now, when some people hear this, they go, man, listen to this dude. Because some people really believe you have a choice in life to make life whatever you want it to be, and that you can overcome anything because you are God. Those people call Egyptology. Bless their hearts. But that's not what we're on, man. If that's what, and I ask, I say this and I stand on 10 toes. If all of that, what you say is true, then why most of your elders are nursing homes? I can't get no answer. If this is supposed to be true, you know, and I'm talking about the red, black, and green, the Egyptology. If these things are true that you say, why are most of your elders sick? They have bad health. Most of them dementia, Alzheimer's. And this wasn't today. This happened years ago. Why? Why do most of them make deals with the rabbis? Why do most of them sit at the meetings with the synagogues? I mean, you got to ask yourself why. Because they're not the vessel of Yah, they're the vessel of man. And when you're a vessel of man, the Most High can't do nothing with you because you're too vainglory. That's where we at, man. You have to understand exactly what's happening. And you have to be more appreciative. Appreciated? You had to appreciate things in life, man.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The time something don't go your way, you know, you won't wish this. And it's for a moment. How many times have you wished death on your boss because he didn't give you overtime and give you a good pay raise? You wish death on all the employees because, you know, you're feeling, you're in your feelings. How many times you wish the world blow up because you know, your girl, you don't love you no more. You got an argument with your mama. You and your brother just had a spat, whatever. Why come whenever you're going through something, you want the world to feel your pain? You want to be cruelty to the world. That's why the Most High haven't moved you. He cannot do nothing with you, because if he gave you any type of power, you would kill everybody. Every time you get in your feelings, you go killing. That's why some of y'all are stuck and some of y'all are coming back. And the trip part about it, you got to do it all over again. He's not going to tell you anything. He's going to start over from a baby. 1971, here you come back again. And the trip part about it, the only thing the Most High give you is deja vu. And I can tell you straight, you can be 8 years old and have deja vu. You be like, I remember this place. You've been there before. Doing it all over again. Everybody in this chat room has been here before. You can't tell me you ain't been a few places in your life, and this is happening on a regular almost, that you remember. You'd be like, wait a minute. I remember eating outside and that waiter coming across here, dropping that tray, and somebody came and helped him. And then at the same time, there was an argument on the street. You remember that stuff like clockwork. Like, man, I remember this. But you can't picture when and how long ago. How many times people came up to you and go, what's up? Wait a minute, man, I know you. Yeah, in the last life, y'all was brothers. Now y'all strangers. Man, you cross paths with every people that the Most High puts you with every day. It's just that you let your guard down, you know what I mean? The universe is protecting you. And the Most High don't want you to get it right away. So when you come, he bring you back. You're in the 70s. You back with bell bottoms. And I think people are like, well, y'all stand. Let me ask you this. You come back in the 70s, it's the Ohio Players and Barry White. Why? There'd be another 70 artists. Why would they come back? They had their time. Then that'd be too familiar. The Most High gonna have another group of 70 artists that we never even seen. But you still be in the 70s. The music ain't going to be the same. I think people think that, well, if I came back in the 70s, I'd probably hear the Ollie's Brothers. No, they already had their time. There will definitely be some 70 groups, but it won't be then. You're doing it all over again. There'll be another big group and people go crazy. It's amazing how the world never ends. It just evolves. Because if you really believe that it's over, it's never over. Think about World War One and Two. People thought that that was it, the end of the world. Then there was shambles. There was wreckage. But they rebuilt, didn't they? How many times? Tell you the truth, the tornadoes do more of wrecking than a world war. Did you see Fort Myers in Florida? It wiped them out. A war couldn't have done it no better. So a lot of times, hurricanes and tornadoes ain't nothing but a war. And you rebel. It's the same thing when you die. If the Most High didn't find you worthy, he bring you back. If he found you worthy, he bring you back. If he don't find you worthy, and well, I bring you back, especially you soul sellers. He got nothing to do with you. But let's say he saw some good in you, but you got, once again, you got caught up in the wrong train and you got killed 19 years old. You're coming back as a babe in somebody's womb. 70s kid. And you don't remember none of this. Bell bottoms again and all that shit. You probably say, Yash, with a civil rights movement, why wouldn't it? It should be. Because you have to learn. You're going to start all over. All that stuff. There's so many things, guys, the Most High put in front of us. Once we start to figure it out, we're supposed to share it. And yes, you're going to get the trolls, and yes, you're going to get people to talk crap, but why wish cruelty on them? I don't. I just kill them softly. That's no sense in wasting energy because somebody don't like you, man. Get over it. Get over your feelings, man. There's a lot of folks that I thought was really genuine, and I just look at them sideways now. Do I hate them? Hell no, man. It's disappointing when you find out, like, wow. But I'm not surprised. You know? I ran across a few people I thought was genuine. I saw the other side of them. I was just shocked. I couldn't believe it. Like, wow, really? And that's just how they feel. For the moment. Then as time passes, they feel different. They wish they could say something. You can. Tell Most High. You know? I don't necessarily have to say your name to tell you I have no cruelty or bad harm against you, but I don't feel a need to say anybody's name because there's too much energy in it. The Most High needs to put you on another path, but she can't put you on another path because you haven't forgiven yourself. Still walking around with a grudge, still talking crap, and you want to know why you can't move out of a situation. Anybody that even entertains that negativity is going to get the same punishment. If you're a person that honors that type of negativity and you push in it, you're going to receive the same mentality and breakdown. The Most High is not going to be with you. Some people support negativity because they feel in themselves. You notice the most negative people are always going through something. Either a breakup, didn't get the raise they wanted the job, they feel like they should be a supervisor. How come you just been here 3 weeks and you got it? I trained you. People are holding grudges and being angry at the simplest things. And because things are not going accordingly to your life, you want the world in. That's how people think. Okay. And what do they say? Things ain't going right. What do they say?
Man, I wish this son of a bitch blow up, boy. I can't wait.
Right? They always say, they say the damnest things, don't they? And just because things are not going right in their life, I've seen it on time and time again. I used to see people come into work, man, I'm tired of this. I should be a chef. Well, talk to the head. Talk to the F&B director. No, man, how you going to come in here? Dude, I was hired into management. What are you talking about? It don't make sense. Okay? Hold on. I'm trying to Yeah, I'm always got something going on. Oh, Jesus. Hold on, man. Take a quick break real quick, man. Let me handle something real quick. Y'all stay tuned. What's up, fam? Yeah, man. Let me get down to this. Let's bring it back. Bring it back. All right. I'm going to. You can tell this ain't gonna be a long show. I just want to get this a point. I just want y'all to understand something. Not wishing cruelty to your enemies. It's a very crucial thing that y'all pay attention to that, because man will do some devastating things to you and make you jump on a bandwagon of hate. And I think a lot of people thought I was going to do that when people started coming against myself. I'm like, man, I've been doing this too long. I'm not going to give nobody my energy. But I don't wish nothing bad on no one. I hope everyone does great. There's a lot of talented people out there. But I can't entertain it. I basically have to let you do your thing. I can't have that type of energy in my way. And a lot of people are just fake. They just put Yah in songs to try to come up. And if you're that type of person, you have a spiritual warfare that's coming to you that no one can control. You're going to go through hell. And what I mean by that is it's going to be a health issue. And you remember I talked earlier about not being able to breathe. The Most High has a way of doing things to you that you wish you was dead, but you can't die. You guys need to understand this is serious. Not wishing cruelty to your enemies. I would like to make a long show, guys. But it's unfortunate that's not going to happen today. I'm very tired. I'm trying to catch up on my rest. But I just couldn't leave you hanging. I needed y'all to understand today's show. Not wishing cruelty to your enemies. Please try to understand that. You cannot be a vessel of Yah if that's how you're rolling. We're probably saying, y'all changed. I'm not changing. I'm evolving. That's the difference, baby. You can change your shoes. You can change your attitude. You can change your outfit. But you can't evolve unless the Most High is with you. And that's where I'm at. I don't have time to walk around here with a frown on my face and getting mad because you don't like me. That's your loss. Because the things that I'm getting ready to do, you're going to wish you kept a great rapport with me. Not because I'm just this bad dude, because of the spirituality, the favors that's coming. Something to think about. So I'm not going to hold y'all, man. I hope the show makes sense, and I hope it wasn't a bore to you. I just want you guys to understand, not wishing cruelty to your enemies will get you farther in life than for you to be angry. That's not what y'all want. Okay? So I'm going to get out of here, and hopefully Wednesday be better. If not, we'll do another pre-record. Because I haven't rested. I've been going at it straight forward. I'm talking about long days. And I still don't have all my studio stuff. And that's where I'm at right now. Okay? I'm going to leave y'all with a message. Who are we? This is a song about black Indians, a black heritage. Hope you understand the lyrics. Y'all be good, man. Yashkara, I love y'all much. And just try to be sincere, man, because it hurts me to tell you that a lot of y'all getting ready to go through some spiritual stuff that can't be explained. And you're not going to be the same afterwards, but you caused this to yourself. Okay? Y'all be good. I'm out.
You're now tuned in to Yash Radio Worldwide.
Into history.
Are we blind?
Can we see? Do we love? Do we know the Creator?
We know the Creator.
It's not Jesus. No one looks like us. Everybody wants to steal, wants to call us Jack and Jill. Oh, who are we? Can we testify?
Testify.
In the eyes of the Lord, by and by, oh, who are we? Can we trust, who we love, come to be, who are we? Can we see, who are we? Can we be, can we trust, who we love, one love, one of the Lord, one of Yah, who are we? Help us. Help us. We're so blind, we step back. We haven't learned a thing yet. Father, we have not learned. We still want something for nothing. Stay on your journey so Yahweh can be a mess to you, and you and yours, and he and she and we. But instead, you wanna gossip. You wanna tell the enemy. You wanna tell the people who hate you. You wanna pray with those who don't like you.
Christianity
is the worst thing that happened to these. But that's what you like. That's what you clap to. That's what you dance to. All you're doing is
jiggling.
All you're doing is lying.
Liar.
But then you're smiling. Pastor say this, pastor say that. You don't know who you are. As a matter of fact,
can we trust? Who we love? Come to be? Who are we? Can we see? Who are we? Can we be? Can we trust? Can we love? One love. I'm of the Lord, of the Yah. Who are we?
of us.
We're so blind, we're stiff neck. We haven't learned a thing yet. Father, I know it's mind blowing when you come to think about who you're supposed to be. They called you Afro. They called you Negro. They called you color just to be. Confusion is a real thing because it has no history.
History.
Most High told us from beginning to end he would have let us free. Testify truly who we be. Black Indian.
Black Indian.
Black Indian.
Black Indian.
Say it loud. Be proud. Know who you are so you can go far. See this journey. Doesn't have a stop, it just has a pause. Can I say it again?
Pause.
Can I say it one more? Pause. We don't know, we're still learning. Can we grow? We're still yearning. I ask Father, take me down this road. But when I get to something I don't know, let it be. Ease it on. Cause I'm still learning and I'm yearning. But I throw my hands to the east and I say, Heavenly Father,
can we trust who we love? Come to be who are we? Can we see who are we? Can we be? Can we trust? Can we love? One love from of the Lord of the Yah. Who are we? Help us. Help us. We're so blind, we're stiff-necked. We haven't learned a thing yet. Father.